a question here about it's one of those questions that's a statement just like in Mayapur just now. I gave a class, and at the end of it some a devotee said, well, what do you think about, and these gurukulis, they do kirtan but they never come to the morning program. And I said, well, I replied that the answer is already embedded in the question. It's not really a question. You just want me to endorse your own outlook on it. So here's a question about original books of Srila Prabhupada. What do you think about the changes made in Srila Prabhupada's books? And then a little more, and then this is dangerous enough to destroy the movement in a philosophical way. So he's asking me what he thinks, and then he says what he thinks. So it's presumably he's not really interested in what I think, but he's interested in what he thinks. Well, if it's dangerous enough to destroy the movement in a philosophical way, then kindly supply one instance of where the editorial changes have changed the philosophy, and then we could possibly entertain this contention with double exclamation marks. Some disciples of Prabhupada, even when he was alive, changed some translation of his books, and Prabhupada became very angry. That's true. But he also appointed Jayadvaita Swami in particular to edit his books, which means to make grammatical and syntactical changes. So Srila Prabhupada trusted him to do that. So it's one of those controversies that will go on forever, with people saying that the movement will be destroyed by moving a comma here. Well, there are more things. There are purports changed. Purports moved because they were put there in the wrong place in the first place. Horrendous changes made, like Prabhupada said, there is a planet of the trees, whereas actually said it's the planet of the pit trees, but some people will insist that Prabhupada said there's a planet of trees, and some people will insist that Bihar should be spelled B-E-H-A-R. There was a misspelling which was put in the original edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and some people insist that this is sacred, transcendental, and the government of India should change the spelling of Bihar because in the original edition it was put like that. It's just ridiculous. This kind of contention is enough to, it won't destroy the movement, but it's a he's complaining that it will destroy the movement in a philosophical way, but he himself is making a philosophical misstatement in saying that. Because, like I say, show how the philosophy has been changed by bringing these books closer to what Prabhupada actually said. There's a website which analyzes every single change that's been made and why it was made. So I'm not a subscriber to the theory that we should continue distributing Prabhupada's books with gross errors made by the original editors preserved. Rather, we should change them to reflect what Prabhupada actually said. Now, how to ascertain that? Because someone has to do it. Someone has to make subjective changes. Exactly what should be done, and you can't, not everyone will agree on everything. It's impossible to get a version that everyone would agree on. I mean, the position that Prabhupada's book should, the Bhagavad Gita as it is, with the dozens, if maybe hundreds of errors made by editors, I think only a fanatic would say that that should be preserved as it is. So some need of change is there. It shouldn't be perpetuated that Prabhupada said, I mean, this is a very gross error. There are many others also. There are others like saying that the Queen Kunti says, and then some statement is made, but actually it's from the Ishopanishad and things. These should be changed. Who will decide what's to be changed? Well, not everyone. It's impossible to get everyone to agree on everything. Therefore, the best thing to do under the circumstances, as far as I can see, as I've been asked, what do you think, is that someone should have the power of attorney to do so. That was given to Jayadvaita Swami, as Srila Prabhupada had him as his editor. Jayadvaita Swami, before incorporating all the changes, sent them the complete changes that he wanted to make to the GBC body, and they were approved. And that's the best. I don't think we can do better than that. Those who are sins, if you think there's some error, you can point it out. I recently pointed out some sentence which in the present edition of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, which just by changing the syntax, that means the order of the words in the sentence, would read much better, actually. But it won't get changed, because due to this fanatical outcry, Jayadvaita Swami doesn't want to change anything unless it's really necessary. And changes are still going on in the Bhagavatam. It's still being discovered. Things that Srila Prabhupada said have been left out. Even now it's going on. That it's seen that in the Sanskrit something's there which is not in the translation, and you check the original transcript and find that Prabhupada said that, and then it's put in, and it's still going on even now. These kind of changes, as I've been asked, what do I think? I, in general, approve of them.